But I won't be talking about that today. Now, I want to ask a question. What is prayer? your understanding, what do you think is prayer? So people say prayer is speaking to God. The people say prayer is telling God what you want. The people say prayer is presenting all you have to God. The people say prayer is fasting. The people say prayer is meditating. Fasting is a form of prayer. Meditation is a form of what? Prayer. But what is prayer? Prayer is a communication between man and divinity. In this case, God. A communication. That means that no matter whenever you pray rightly to God, God will speak. It is not a one-way transit. It's not for you. Prayer is not a one-way transit. It's a two-way transit. I speak, you speak. I ask, you answer. Are you following me? Prayer is what? A two-way transit. A communication. Can one person communicate? No. When it is called a communication, there are two or three persons involved. If I speak to this word, I'm communicating to this word. But if I fail to understand what the word is saying, it's not called communication. It can be called madness. Or it can be called meditation. You can meditate without a response. But in the process of meditation, communication comes. Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Prayer is an act of communication between you and your Father in heaven. It's a means of petitioning your mind to God, glorifying God. Prayer does not mean that you must kneel down to pray. It does not mean that you must stand to pray. It does not mean that you must lie down to pray. Whenever you say, Lord Jesus, or Heavenly Father, whenever your mind automatically, whenever you speak and your heart connects that who you are speaking to is God, you are praying. So follow me. If I want to communicate with Tony now, I'll say Tony. If I don't say Tony, any of you can respond. But when I say Tony, Tony knows I'm communicating to him. That means all of you will not react to whatever I'm communicating to Tony. Are you following me? When I say Nonso, that means I'm communicating to just Nonso. That means Tony will not pay attention to what I'm communicating to Nonso. But when it comes to the things of God, the moment you want to pray, the moment you think, when you say Heavenly Father, even without saying Heavenly Father, you say, Father, I want to thank you. In fact, I think that's the only way you can start prayer. I think you just don't jump into it. You always start with, I want to thank you. But what I'm trying to say in this is that if I say, help me, Lord, the moment I say, help me, my heart is what connects to God, not my words. The first thing God looks is your heart. God doesn't judge by your words. He judges by the intentions of your heart. The looks of a man can be deceiving. The actions of a man can be deceiving. But the heart of a man can never be deceiving. My father will tell me, you can't trust anybody. Because you can never tell what's in the heart of a man. Even if you kill the man and cut the heart open, you still don't know what's in the heart of a man. Even if you eat it, you can never know what was in the heart. So God is the only one that sees in the heart. And when I'm talking about heart, I'm talking about your spirit and your soul. Praise the Lord Jesus. So when we say, Father, I thank you, Lord, automatically, you appear before the throne room of God. The presence where you are no longer matters. In the eyes of men, you are in the presence of where they can see you. But in the realm of the spirit, you are no longer there. You are before the altar of God. Open your mind to the book of Isaiah 58. and the descendants of Jacob their sins. For they after they seek me out. They seek eager to know my ways. As if they were a nation that does what is right. And have not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions. And seek eager for God to come near them. They ask God and say, God, why won't you judge? Why won't you judge in my favor? They are busy crying and shouting and saying, Father, that is how most of us are. We come to the secret place of God and we say, Father, vengeance, 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 what have you done? Do you only see flaws in the eyes of people and in the sight of people without seeing the flaws that is in you? I want after today your prayer life changes. Because you will not forever be a baby in the eyes of God. He said, my house shall be a house of what? Very important, pay attention. They ask for just decisions and seek eager for God to come near them. How many of us want to have an encounter with Christ? Every one of us wants. You want Him to appear in front of us. Just like the stories we hear and you walk through the world and spoke to them. You want to have such an encounter. I want it to. But sometimes I ask myself, have you gone deeper enough? Most people that have an encounter, that receive an encounter, they're not expecting that encounter. It just happens. They might not receive that the Lord will come walking. They never plan for it. If only not, imagine that you didn't even pray that He will come. Because you are not, God is not blessing you because you are walking hard. God is blessing you because you are walking hard. You are just in line with the Spirit, and you need the capacity of that money in order to open the doors of the people you want to touch. Things don't just happen. They are orchestrated in the realm of the Spirit. Nothing is a coincidence. No matter the amount of, amount of money they will pour in your head, nothing will change in your life. No matter the prophecy they will prophesy in your life, nothing will happen. How can I told you the story about the woman with the issue of blood. For 12 good years, she never put her faith in Christ. She said, on the hem of Jesus Christ, not in Christ. She didn't say, if I touch the body of Christ. She said, if that means, even if the garment, if Jesus removes the garment and throw the garment, she will still touch it and still receive that healing. Even if it was the pieces, even if it was the wound that came out of that garment. Her faith has been tied that if I touch the hem, as long as it's the garment of Christ, I will be healed. So I ask you, now, what is your prayer point? What is your prayer point? Father, make me a millionaire. If He makes you a millionaire, then what next? But He says, Father, use me to bless others. He is willing. But with the little you have you blessed others with it? And God is saying, how much is your pocket? 1,000. What have you done with it? The way we pray has to change. Your prayer must change. country, and they will go and minister, nothing will happen. I'm not saying that fasting is bad, but the reason behind your prayers, the reason behind what you do matters. Are you praying so that, are you working in the church so that people see that you are hardworking? Are you ministering so that people know that you can minister? No! No! At what depth is it coming from? I pray someone, if you want to follow a man of God, follow him at a close range. Follow him at a very close range. Watch the Bible, all the apprentices. Elisha said, as long as God lives, wherever you go, I will follow you. Find a way that a part of you will say to you, you see, as I'm preaching here, you are getting blessed. I'm also getting blessed because I'm learning from myself. And I can read two books and summarize it under 5 sentences and preach it to you under 30 minutes. That hour that I spent reading those two books is gone now. Yeah, they will say, yeah, I must find another way to study again and practice it and preach from the depths of that story. Sacrifice. So when you pray, at what level are you praying? At what intent is your prayer coming from? Listen to them. He said, we have fasted. Some of us used to say that. God, I fasted for 7 days. Come on, 2 hours after you. You see, he said, we have fasted, they say, and you have not seen it. So they were not fasting because they wanted to grow spiritually. They were not fasting because there was a purpose for it. No, they were fasting because they wanted God to see. Look at they fast. They hunger for me. When a man of God says they can fast for 7 days, I see that for this man to say I should fast, there must be something this man has seen that I have not seen. Although my spirit is not ready to fast, but this man is saying fast. So when I come to the presence, I say, Father, I don't know why, but one thing I know that fasting strengthens me too. So I will fast. And trust me, before 2-3 days of fasting, you find out the reason why you're fasting. Maybe after 7 days of fasting, they call you on the phone and your father say, Emeka, how are you? You know, I almost died. For 7 days now, I've been in the hospital, I couldn't speak. And you're like, Jesus, was that why you fasted? The man of God has said, Father, I don't even know why I'm telling you to fast, but the Lord is saying fast. The reason behind your prayer. Are you praying because your church said that they're gonna have a 1 month fasting? And you are just a Christian, a religious person, and fasting to fulfill all righteousness. If you're fasting because the church said you should fast, quit it now. If the church said it is true, but find out the reason why you have to petition yourself to that. Are we all here? Is something happening in our spirit? Because I'm not interested in speaking to your flesh, I'm interested in speaking to your spirit, man. Love water. How many of you love water here? Everybody loves water. water. Some people might say they don't love water. Do you love water? Or you like water? Which one? You love water. Cute though, water has no taste. Oh yes. Even when you drink something else, you still want to taste water. Because you are deeper in love with it. That your system cannot operate until it tests it. Though it has no taste. But there's a virtue that it occupies in our spiritual self. You see, I talk about water. He remember how much he loves water. He's drinking water. So I can say, until I am hungry enough and thirst for you, Spirit be brooding over me. What it means to look like Christ. Do you know what it means to look like Him? Tolerance. So try your finger, put your pastor in front of you, say, I don't talk to you, please. And you get upset. Why are you getting upset with? Who? I was in my office, my spiritual mother called me on the phone. I picked that call and I was blushing. Because there was a joy when an anointed man of God, an anointed woman of God calls you. It means that there is a percentage that you might be in her prayers. You must learn to honor men, that God has rested His hands upon them. If I eventually one day I do my paper and he says, Rebecca, get up, I don't want you anymore, I will refuse. You get upset. What are you upset of? That you're not hungry enough. Some people were so hungry to see God that they fasted. And they said, God, Lord, can you did not even see our fasting? Listen to what they're saying. He said, why have we fasted? They say, and you have not seen it. Why have we humbled ourselves? And you have not noticed. They humble themselves so that God will notice them. Some of us are like that. Remember, the topic is how to pray right in the middle. Before you come to God, before you lie down on the floor, are you lying down so that people see that you are yielding to God? Are you lying down so that people say, oh, this guy is in love? No! Don't do that if you don't feel it. You're lying down means you are surrendering everything to God. You are like, Father, I have come to the end of myself. I can't help myself anymore. You know, a man of God, see, you have to preach, the pastor will be standing up. Everybody in the church will be on the ground, the pastor is standing up. He has not gotten to that yielding part. You can see a man of God will sit down without praying what you see and shedding. In his heart, he is groaning. Groanings that cannot be expressed in words. As I preach to you, I preach from the depth of my heart. From the innermost, whatever it is. Because the birds of revival. I see, it's not every time I pray. Sometimes I'm so lazy to pray. You know what I do? God will start with me, or it's time to pray. I know I'm so lazy to pray. I'll be like, Father, can I shift it? If I spoke with my, even if God said I can shift it, I'm still not shifting because my body, I've gone to the extent that when I don't pray, I feel vulnerable. I don't know if it's the right way to express it, but whenever I don't pray, I feel like I'm vulnerable. Say, God is looking for water now. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I wake up and I'm like, hey, how do I pray this prayer? And I start. I sit down. I don't feel comfortable. I stand up. I lie down. I feel like the dust is blocking my nose. I lie on my sofa. I can face up. And I'm ready. Before you know it, after 10 or 20 minutes, my spirit collects. And I start understanding why I'm praying. Sometimes I'll be praying, the phone will ring. The Lord will say, pick up. Yes, yes. Many of you have prayed. I will pick it to be something that is important. There is someone you need to. That person just from the total, I will be praying. You will call me. I will see your call. I will visit. The moment I see your phone, I'll start praying for you. And you saw something happening in your spirit. The reason at which you pray. Now listen to it again. Yet on the day of your fasting, you do not please me. God is speaking. God is saying something. He said, yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarrel and strife. You go fasting, you daddy, daddy, you go quarrel. It's not easy. It's not easy. Believe me, it's not easy. I have battled with such. The ladder you play the most blessed for the ladder, an argument from nowhere, both in business or wherever, will just come. And you're like, what have I done to deserve this? And the Lord is saying, keep quiet. The person does not know that the devil is using the person. You will see the devil using a human being corrupt, corrupt. You are warning the person. The devil is using you. Until now, it's just voice the prayer. And the person will come to the letter, oh, the devil is using you. Have you ever noticed you have an issue with somebody? You have an issue with somebody. The issue has no, it makes no sense. It has no meaning. And after you have yelled back at the best person, oh, very fast, one dog, like this. And you're like, you have just wasted my fasting. All of a sudden, I was trying to explain, you refuse until I yelled. And now I say, And you're like, look at the devil. And if you call in the devil, you get upset. Whereas you are seeing the devil life and death reacting to chemical reactions, you just know that this is a devil. Haven't you seen it? You're just on the way from just singing Hosanna in the highest, and a chemical just bash your car, and you just wonder the car is bad, very far away. How did you even get there? How did your car jump the gutter? How? And you yell, and you start quarreling. And all of a sudden, the peace left you. Throughout that night, all you're talking about is how they damaged your car. So when you pray, why do you pray? He said, your fasting ends in quarreling and strife. And in striking each other, you wicked beast. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Listen, there's a kind of prayer God has chosen. If there's no kind of prayer God has chosen, you will not have teach them the same way you pray. Pray this way. It's someone waking up there. Don't let this outpause just be a mere outpause. Some of you, when we invest words inside of you, I used to say that the words of God are like venom. You know why I say they're like venom? Because there are some words of God you hear, they bite you. You want to sleep, you become restless, just to sleep. Why is there something this man of God said that after me? How? How? How can